I'm Jim.
And I'm Frank.
And I'm Jerry.
And this is the JFJ Conspiracy Podcast, where the shop talk is rock.
Ooh.
Gentlemen, we're at episode number 99.
Wow.
99. And before we get started, what I want to say is to all of our listeners, all you have to do, we're going to have a little contest. If you're listening to this, watching this, get on YouTube and in the comment section, just put number 100. That's all you have to do. And we will select one of those names if we get any. You know how our listeners are. They're not really audience participation people. But if you do.
They're deep thinkers, Frank. That's why.
Maybe that's okay. All right. They're a good save.
I don't know. You get a lot of comments on your CD pick of the day.
Yeah, but that's just one or the other. You know, that's all that is. This is, we're asking you to put 100 in the comment section on YouTube. And then the three of us will collectively choose one of those. And I've got a prize package worth well over $25. And
man, the way prices are today, Frank.
Yeah.
You are.
And that's
loaded.
American. That's American. $25 American.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, hey, guys. last episode, we talked about Motley Crue and moving forward without Mick Mars touring.
Yeah, correct? Yeah.
I read today, and I don't know if there's any truth to it or not, Motley Crue may be thinking about moving forward touring without Vince Neil now. What are your thoughts on that, Jim?
Well, if they were taking John Corabi out on the
road,
that might not be a bad thing.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
No. So I don't know.
Do you think they have a new studio in them, album in them?
They seem to think so.
After all this? Okay.
They think so.
Okay.
Well, I think John Five would bring a host of great ideas.
So talented. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have to see in the future coming up if there was any truth to that. Or I think it was on Metal Edge or one of those magazines that posted online that they are seriously considering moving forward without Vince Neil.
What do you think, Jerry? Without the singer?
No. Like Jim said, if it's John Corabi and you got an album to back it up, yes. But to me, if they do with a new singer, I want a new studio album. I got to get my teeth into something.
Yeah.
You know,
Just me. I don't know what direction they're going to go. You know, I've read articles where Vince says, I'm a live singer. I'm not really a studio guy. And then I think you're out of your mind, dude, because
studio is what makes them sound good.
Yeah, you need all the help you can get at this point.
Gooder.
It's going to be interesting.
Much, much gooder.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's
I don't know about that. I think the first time around when they said, like, hey, we're not going to tour anymore, I thought that was
Maybe
a little premature, but I didn't.
I think they were sick of each other, to be honest with you.
I wasn't missing them.
No,
I
think it became a business and they weren't even talking to each other. And then they went away and hey, there's still money to be made. Let's get back together and do this again. Who cares what we told the fans? Everybody else does it. Why can't we?
And speaking of which, guys, that tour they just come off of with Def Leppard and Poison was the biggest grossing concert for each band in their careers.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, stuff costs way more these days.
Prices?
I was going to say, But when I read that, I was like, that's why they're still going. We can go out and pile up some money again. Let's go.
As long as there are rubes out there waiting and willing to pay the money.
For the $150 VIP experience.
Right. Oh, well.
Or however much it is.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. I haven't seen Def Leppard. But of those three, I would say the best of, the best of the rest there. Joan Jett was by far the best live.
She's the most rock and roll.
Poison and Motley and Joan put on the best show and sounded the best out of all that I've ever seen.
And but Joan had what, 6-8 songs? That's all they gave her, you know.
I'm sure it was 30 minutes, right, or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. Poison, say what you will about them and how goofy and looking they are and everything.
Poison, guys.
They're good live.
Yep.
They are good live. And now they're going to go out on their party something or other, their final tour next year, supposedly. Hmm. And they're calling it quits for touring. I've seen all of them live. And like I said, Joan Jett, great live act. Boys, Def Leppard sounds like an older version of their records. They don't stray, because I'm sure they're playing the tracks. They don't stray off too far from the albums.
I wouldn't mind seeing them.
Yeah.
I wish just I would have saw them at the time of High and Dry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, me too. Me too.
Yeah.
And then, like I say, Motley Crue, I've seen them a few times, and I've never been impressed with their live show. So that's just, they're
some
they're
at
overhyped.
The Country Club, which I think would be like a great venue.
Right.
To see them. And they were good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Right.
Good deal.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move ahead and let's talk about a mail call. You got something for us today, Jim?
I've got all kinds of stuff. This is the one I was waiting on that wasn't showing up. But remember a couple episodes ago?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Talked about the Chelsea Curve.
Yeah. We played them.
Played their track. So, yeah, just got this this last week.
All right.
Records. Find them on Bandcamp. You can find it either under Chelsea Curve or Red on Red Records.
Right.
I picked this up off of Discogs. Hell Yes Presents. This is a dumb. I always get that terrible light. Dumb Dumb Girls 7-inch.
Oh, cool.
Stiff Little Fingers 7-inch.
There you go.
My son just brought this. He called me. He just came into town. We went and saw B-52s this weekend.
Right, over at the Honda Center?
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
And Casey
I really wish these bands, I mean, like, when they're going to leave, they should really hit me up and say, like, hey, would you mind picking our set list for us?
Right.
But, I mean, they played all the predictable stuff, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
I would have picked a couple other. I wish I would have done like just maybe one or two more songs, but
right.
Overall not bad. And they still sound really good live.
Great. Good.
Anyway, so my son came into town right before he left. He Red Cross EP 40th anniversary, but this one's signed by Jeff and Steve.
See that? Nice.
This is very nice. This was a limited edition Hellfire red vinyl autograph from Zia Records.
Cool.
Wow.
So.
Well done.
Very cool. And the piece de resistance. This is the reissue of Material Issue, Freak City soundtrack.
There you go.
Their last record for Mercury. This is Backgroove has started doing all these sort of power pop reissues. They've reissued two of the Material Issue albums. There's one more on the way, I guess. And
all right.
Happy to have it on vinyl.
There you go.
So, now, first time it's ever been on vinyl.
Yeah.
All right. Well done, Jim.
What year did that come out originally? Do you remember?
Ooh, had to be 92.
That's going to say 91 or 92.
Oh, 94.
Wow. I was way off.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess if I had thought about it, no, 92 probably would have been their second album. Yeah, 94.
Gotcha.
When it was originally released.
Cool. Now, I've got something that I'm kind of excited to show you guys. This is the newest release and the only solo release. It's an EP, and it's called Brenneman. And wow. It is a 6-song EP from one Jeffrey Brenneman.
Hello, Jeffrey.
If you follow him on Facebook or anything, you've heard about this. 6 songs. From their period pieces from the time he was 10 years old till about 20. And these are different stories of places that he's gone. First time he's ever done a lead vocal. Anyways, this is going to be available on CD mainly November 17th, I think is when it's coming out.
So is the vinyl available yet?
It is available. It's not cheap. It is done through a lathe cut company, and they charge quite a bit because it's actually a album on demand.
Oh, album on demand. Okay.
Yeah. So if you're a collector,
I tried to find it on Bandcamp Friday. So I went there and could not find a link anywhere. And I was like, is this, maybe I'm ahead of the curve. Maybe it's not out yet.
I don't know if he's published the page yet or not. We were looking at it the other day and he was going to put one song available now. I think if you look up Brenneman, you'll find it's one under song Brenneman. Available.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, you got to know where you're looking. So I was going to shoot you a text and say, where can I find you?
Yeah. And I'll put up the link if you want to help him out and purchase a vinyl version of it also. You know, anything to support our friends is what I'm all about. Absolutely. So there you go. All right. Well, that's mail call for this episode, episode 99. And Jerry, don't you have some new music for us this week?
I sure do, Frank and Jim. I have a band called The Amplifier Heads, which I love that name of that band. The Amplifier Heads out of Boston, Mass. This album is Rectifier. The song Frank's going to spin is The Man Who Invented Rock and Roll. We got a one-man tour de force here, gentlemen. You know I love that. We got Sal Baglio. All instruments, all vocals, mixed by Warren Babson and Bangasong Studios in Gloucester, Mass. Mastered by Jim Demain at Yes Master Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. And words and music, again, Salvatore Baglio at Sweet Bread Songs, ASCAP. And all things social, folks out in conspiracy land, theamplifierheads.com will take you everywhere. And here's one little quote from Rick Harris, songwriter and a guitarist extraordinario from Ireland. Sal Baglio's ability to be sad, poignant, witty, morbid, brilliant, hysterical, and downright ridiculous, while being both oblique and accessible all at the same time, is unparalleled. So take that to the bank, folks out in conspiracy land. The Amplifier Heads with The Man Who Invented Rock and Roll.
All right, before I play this, Jim, get your stopwatch ready. Like that, and we're talking
like
about
that.
The Amplifier Heads
out of Boston. Love it.
The Man Who Invented Rock and Roll, nice and raw and gritty. What do you think, Jim?
I'm gonna say two minutes,
just at 2 minutes, if not right under. Yeah,
I appreciate their brevity. Well done. The voice was big, little surprising right out of the box. I don't know if you call it straight blues, but it's a blues based.
Yeah.
Very blues based for singing about the man who invented rock and roll. Who is the man who invented rock and roll?
Well, that goes way back, and it depends on who you talk to.
Depends on who you talk to. Muddy Waters.
I like to think Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry.
I don't know. Anyway, it was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. What I liked about it, for a minute song that's 2 minutes long, it starts off with a little riff, something a little different, and it has a little bit of everything right through, and gets to a chorus, and then you know what the song's about, and then it just stops abruptly.
That's it.
Honestly, reminded me a little bit of Shaken Egg.
Yeah, a little bit. Maybe kinda, a little bit.
Yeah.
Had those edges to it.
Yeah.
All right. And that's available on Bandcamp, right?
Yes. Yes. And then, and again, the amplifierheads.com will take you everywhere else, but for now, Bandcamp.
All
hit
right.
Bandcamp for the Amplifier Heads out of Boston. Great
I
stuff.
I do love the name.
I do too. That's a fantastic name.
Good stuff. All right, guys. Last episode was my pick for classic album, and I went with Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band with Night Moves.
Good pick.
I've been listening to it on the treadmill here and there, but I don't think I ever listened. I always bounce around, listen to different stuff. I've been listening to the live stuff of Bob Seger, which I really enjoy. But this particular album came out in October 22nd, 1976. Capitol Records was his ninth album. And you'd think after nine albums, things are going to get a little stale. It's just, you know, but he had a formula too, using the horns, a lot of the, that Detroit mojo going on there. And, I really enjoyed the album. I'm looking up here, the singles that came out.
A lot of tunes
of
on the radio. Yeah. I would say most of that.
Well, we had Night Moves.
At sometime I heard on the radio. Yeah.
Yeah. Main Street.
Yeah.
Which was kind of a mellower tune. And then Rock and Roll Never Forgets, which is such a good song.
That was his ninth record?
Ninth.
Isn't that
record.
Wild?
Yeah.
I would have said that's got to be like his third or fourth.
I know it. It was sextuple platinum.
Wow.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that thing, I remember that. That was huge.
Right. And what's funny is I remember in the old days, like reading Cream magazine, he used to open up for Kiss. And I thought, oh, what a strange
I was just thinking about that today, too.
Yeah.
I was thinking, didn't he open up for Kiss? What a weird bill that would have been. Yeah.
But you know what? He brought in a lot of the Detroit crowd. Mm-hmm. And they had a lot of the same audience, believe it or not. And because we think of, you know, Kiss as theatrics and all this stuff. But the people that played the music, think of the bands that opened up before, Ted Nugent, Bob Seger, Cheap Trick. Strong, strong opening acts. So Bob Seger was no exception. So going with that, I have to say I had a favorite tune, and it's just my favorite tune today because I like a lot of them on there. But I went a little talking about a little blues, a little something a little different, and how about Come to Papa?
Oh.
Now, that being said, Jerry, you fired up the Jerrytron 2000?
It's fired up and Wi-Fi is enabled, Frank, but I didn't pick the right song.
That's okay. What'd you pick for me?
For Frank.
Sunspot Baby.
When I listen to that, I go, it's Frank.
That may come up again. Who knows?
No. Before, obviously. Right. Now we have it now. But that's what popped into my head when I hear the lyrics. I go,
That was way up there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Jim, what did you pick for me?
I said Fire Down Below.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. And you know what's funny is I put that song right there with Her Strut. And I know you don't, you know, you kind of lost interest at that point. That was the kind of, his songs are storytelling songs.
They are stories.
He tells stories.
Yeah. Yes, he does. Yep.
All right, Jerry, what was your favorite tune on Night Moves?
Oh, my favorite tune.
Your favorite tune.
Has been since the first time I ever heard it, even back then, is Main Street. I love that. I love the way he delivers it. I love the story. I love the lyrics. I love the music. Mm. To this day.
And because it was a little softer and everything, it was, you know, very radio friendly. I didn't pick that for you.
I loved it.
I went with Rock and Roll Never Forgets.
Very good. Jerry. Yeah. That would be a easy number two. Absolutely. Yeah,
Jim, what did you pick from Jerry?
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Yeah.
All right, guys.
And I debated on Main Street. I was like a total Jerry song. And I thought, no.
It's too simple. Too simple. Too,
I thought something a little more rocking.
Yeah.
Well, like you're saying, Frank, he's telling a story. And I love the story he tells in it. Yeah. I just love it. Oh, yeah.
All right, Jim. You're going to bring us on home. What was your favorite song on Night Moves?
It has been since I first heard the record, and it is the title track, Night Moves.
Nowhere near close. I went with Sunspot Baby. And on the Jerrytron 2000, what do we have? Mary Lou.
Mary Lou. Oh, yeah. That was another one I was kind of thinking for Frank.
Yeah, I almost picked that one myself. That is a good one.
I think the reason was because I can remember this song from my teenage years. I think I was trying to shake off some awkward teenage blues.
Absolutely.
That's why it kind of resonated with you me at the time, and still love the song.
And that's sure enough, that song resonates, like you say, with probably every teenager of that era.
Yep.
All right. Well, Jerry, you have the next pick for classic album. So hold on to that. We'll come to that later.
Okay.
And right now I want to bring to you we had a band several episodes ago. They were called Carver. I don't know if you remember them or not. Mm-hmm. They're a local band. We played them. Well, their guitarist, his name is GD, and he's kind of branched out on his own now. He's got a band called GD and Supermoon. So they've got an album coming out soon, but he sent me one single to play. And he told me he's born in LA, raised in the Inland Empire, and he's been creating music as long as he can remember. He says after years of playing in bands and having played coast to coast in big venues and small, he's back home and he's writing his own songs and he's ready to put out his own music. And the first single is called Ready for the Fall. And I will, he also sent me a video and I'll attach the link to that on our page on YouTube. But right here is GD and Supermoon with Ready for the Fall. Well, oof. There's GD and Supermoon with Ready for the Fall. What'd you think about that, Jerry?
I like it. Heavy drums, heavy background. Yeah, heavy. I like it. Like that a lot.
All right. Jim, what are your thoughts?
I enjoyed that. Thought it was very well produced.
Mm-hmm.
Very well engineered. Loved the guitar tone and the solo.
Yeah.
And I like the backing vocal arrangement. I like the the way it sounds is really good.
Right.
Enjoy the vocal. Thought it was well done. Very excellent. Well done song.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to Jerry before. I don't think it's available yet. It will be soon, but I'll leave the link again for the video so you can check out the song. And as soon as it becomes available on Bandcamp, iTunes, or whatever platforms it's available on, we'll make that available to everybody. Because I'm interested to see what else he's got going on, because that was pretty cool tune. All right, you guys. Now, last episode, we had a riff, and I don't know if you guys remember it or not. I'll turn it down. It's a loud riff, and it goes something like this. Does that ring any bells?
It does, but I'm not placing it.
Sounds like Motley Crue to me.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
It's all you got? Well, it was Dio with Stand Up and Shout.
Stand Up and Shout, yes.
So that was...
I recognized the guitar tone, but I wasn't hitting the song at all.
Vivian Campbell, when he still had a couple balls. Yeah.
Dang.
Speaking
before
of
he
Def
visited
Leppard,
the vet.
Shots fired.
not a fan of his at all, if you could...
Neither am I. Once Steve Clark left... Anyway.
Yeah.
He didn't leave. He passed away, but...
Well, he left us, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So the new riff is going to go something like this. Tell me if you can check this out. One more time.
Hold on. My internet's lagging. Okay.
That's a mid-80s riff.
Yeah. I don't know that one off the bat.
You may not know it right now, but you will later, I'm sure. Believe it or not, it is 30 years old. So I got it off of a 30th anniversary album.
Huh.
Yeah. Go figure.
The years they are a-flying.
It's a shame. It's a shame.
Not really. At least we made it, you know?
Yeah.
We can still listen to it. That's what I like.
Not everybody gets to grow old.
Not everybody, yeah. Thankful. Well,
when we get old, then we can reminisce.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, Jim, you've got a band for us this week.
I do.
Let's hear about it.
A band that we had played back in 2020.
Wow.
Self-Cut Bangs.
Okay.
And this is their second album, and I guess what happened was they had such a great response to the first album, they decided, hey, why not do a second one? So
that's right.
It's Kaylee O'Neill and Sean Petchy, a couple from two different bands, together as the project Self-Cut Bangs, started writing songs every single Saturday. They do one song every Saturday until they had an album's worth, released it. So now they're back with their second album. And they received a lot of accolades for the first album. They were nominated for Polaris Music Prize, Best Canadian Album Based on Artistic Merit.
Hmm.
27 weeks on the college charts. Top 5 album of 2020 by the Calgary Herald.
Wow.
And they're Canadian, so you know they have to be super.
They're nice. Yeah.
I mean, it goes without saying, I guess.
Yeah, as soon as you said Calgary, I figured.
Anyway, I would like to think it was the fact that they appeared on the JFJ Conspiracy podcast.
We launched their career.
Rolling for them.
Right.
Yeah. Probably not. But anyway.
Well, maybe our names are.
To say that we were in early on the.
There you go.
On the whole thing, right? So anyway, they have a brand new album and a couple of videos, actually. And there's a video for this song. But this is the first single off the record. It's called Shivers. And so go ahead and drop the needle in the groove, Frank.
All right. We'll be right back. Well, coming in at just at 2.5 minutes, that's the Self-Cut Bangs from Circle Around the Free album. And the song is Shivers. A little bit of everything going on there. We have jangly pop guitars. We've got
bass
those
riff.
Bass. We got a solo. We got the backing vocals.
Wow.
A lot of stuff going on there.
That fuzz bass, but like that.
He just kept running.
Yeah. The bass in the song, obviously.
There you go.
Great tone.
There's nothing wrong with that tune. My gosh.
All we need to do is find out if our name is on any of their awards as
launched by, discovered by,
anything whatsoever.
Recommended by.
Highly recommended. Oh, there's a great quote. Let's see if I can. Let me find this real quick. Great quote about the band. Cotton candy swirl of 3 minute sugar rushes.
And that's what it was. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
If you like X-Hex, Red Cross, Coat Hangers, Peach Kelly Pop, Matthew Sweet, Blondie, Sloan, this is right up your alley.
Yes.
Yeah, I love all those bands.
That's good. That's
right after
good.
We're done here, I'm going to go check my glucose level because there was so much sugar in that.
Oh, it's beautiful,
all
though.
All right, Self-Cut Bangs. Check them out.
I love it. Yeah.
All right, Jerry, before we get into your classic pick for the next episode, did either of you see any of the photos of KK Downing playing with Judas Priest at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last night?
No. I saw just a picture of him with them.
Okay. There's video on YouTube. Sure. Sounds great. They happen to be playing in Ontario, California tonight.
Yes.
At the Ontario Center, whoever owns that now. I'm curious if KK is going to make an appearance there or not.
A little walk-on.
I think, why not?
If he does, that opens the door up for sitting in for Glenn, who can really not play a full show anymore.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Because Faulkner, Richie, I believe he's playing the original Glenn Tipton parts, even though he's got the KK Downing look, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be something, right?
Yes, it could be, Frank.
It would be a cool little treat for everybody.
That would be, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's been a lot of bad blood there, too. So.
Yeah. You got a bunch of old hags fighting with each other.
Yep.
You know, and it's just, you don't know if they can get over it or not.
You don't know.
Throw enough money at them. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
You hope. I mean,
you got to pay off that golf course.
You think when bands have been together that long, right? There's going to be irritations. There's going to be things that are going to come up. You hope that people can just put it aside. And
yeah, well,
you'd think so.
The Who is the greatest example. They went 25 years and then they reunion album. Pete admits it. It's my fault. You know, in song.
Right.
But I mean, 25 years, guys, you know?
Well, they had a little help from,
little band Dr. member Death. Changes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I think 82 was their last one. And then 06 was their return. So, I mean, who's to say? I mean, I can't imagine us. I try to imagine us in our career. Like, we're all millionaires now.
Right.
You know, but I can't imagine just fighting with you guys. We disagree, but I can't imagine just pulling that move. Well, find that, you know.
Well, you know what they say. Money changes everything.
That's right.
That's the fact.
Good thing we're us three are still pure at heart, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with being a popper. I'll tell you that.
Nope.
All right, Jerry, what is your album pick for the next episode, which might just happen to be episode 100?
The debut of this band, who I was not really hip on back in the day, but I'm going with the debut.
Oh, very nice. Big Star.
Excellent.
72, I think their first album. Something like that. But I was never, if you were to ask me back in our high school days, Big Star, to me, I would have said that's a country act.
Mm-hmm.
I never got into them. I never heard. And then I hear this, I listened to Sport Talk Radio on the way home from work about 3 weeks ago. They have this little bit where they're bringing them up and how things happened and how they had a crappy record company, didn't promote anything, and then these guys are just saying, everybody that's heard him says, how could these guys not be on top of the heap?
Should be huge stars.
Yeah, they should be. And people to this day say, you know, how these guys aren't prolific. But anyway,
excellent choice.
Thank you guys very much. Excuse me, folks out in conspiracy land. So, yeah, big star, the debut. And let's see what happens. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Influenced a lot of people.
Yes. Kind of like a Velvet Underground thing, right?
Yeah.
That's that. The right people heard them. I mean, they were a huge influence on a lot of bands. That everybody who heard them went out and started a band, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Yes. Great pick, Jerry. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff, too.
Jerry, do you have anything you want to talk about before we get out of here?
Yeah, folks out in conspiracy land, we appreciate you watching and listening. We're this close to episode 100, like Frank said. But keep rocking, folks out there in conspiracy land. It's all out there. We got the amplifier heads, GD and Supermoon, and self-cut bangs. Great music is out there. It's still out there, and it's still available. So thank you, folks out in conspiracy land. Keep rocking. Thank you.
All right. And don't forget to comment on this episode.
100.
All you have to do, be included in the big party in a couple weeks. Holy mackerel. We're going to have balloons. There's going to be clowns. And
all right.
I think a bouncy house.
You're talking about the three of us?
Going to say, just like every show. Yeah.
Yes. We're getting dressed up and everything. It's going to be crazy.
You're going to love it, folks.
Wow. I'm going to have Cindy put out a buffet. So when we're done, I can have dinner.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Bless her heart. That's awesome.
She's going. It's crazy. I mean, I've put out list of hors d'oeuvres and different things. Special. It's going to be special.
Wow.
But seriously, put down 100 in the comments on this episode and get included on the contest for episode 100. It's a big deal to us to be around for 100 episodes. It's only taken 3.5, 4 years or whatever it's taken to do. So
we started right around now.
Yeah.
2018, I think.
We're not the most prolific, but it's quality every show.
This is
you
true.
Ain't kidding, Jaime.
This is so true.
And you ain't kidding, brother.
Especially with the internet glitches and everything. We overcome adversity week after week.
Tornadoes, thunderstorms.
Bad eyesight, bad memory.
Which we all have. So.
Yep. You know it. All right, Jim, you got anything?
Sure. If you've made it this far, smash that like button, subscribe, ring the notification bell, leave a comment, put 100 down below. Super simple. It's easy to do. Just do it. We love you. Thanks for
love you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. Appreciate all of our subscribers. We appreciate everybody who actually takes the time to listen.
Yes, we sure do.
Thank you so much.
And before we say goodbye, I want to make sure they know that I want all of you cheese bags to stay fresh. So, stay fresh, cheese bags.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Jim, take us home.
Shop is closed. 'Where's my glasses, man? I can't see.
Oh no.
Anyway, so this is a reissue by I can't. Who is this? Blah blah blah. This is like an edit, is what this is.
Interesting.
Why can I not? It's big Mill Records or something like that.
Okay.
Oh, there's my glasses. Yeah, so edit this part out.
Will do.
It's way down.
I was going to say, his arms are too short.
Back Groove Records.
Okay.